Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy summer to everybody celebrating out there. It is time for crab cakes, beer, orange crushes, whatever you're into. The Maryland Lottery sending us out on the road on Friday. We'll be at Fadley's at Lexington Market. I will have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. I have these most of the summer. We have 16 crab cake tour stops ahead, including next Tuesday. We're going to be in this guy's former homeland of Randallstown. We're going to be at the Y in Randallstown on Liberty Road next Tuesday, talking about some good stuff going on in the community. Juneteenth, pools being open, kids, summer. Big kids like myself and Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global joining us here. A long weekend in Sacramento. You know, the baseball stadium nerd in me, Leonard, was thinking, like, probably should go see a game in Sacramento. I have friends in Sacramento, and I watch the game on TV all week. It looks like watching Floridian minor league baseball in Northern California, you know, near the Wells Fargo headquarters.
There you go.
And I just, the minor league baseball thing, it can't be lost on me how really absurd it is, how far baseball has sunk to entertain and allow this for 3 years for a franchise that's been dangling for a quarter of a century.
I don't quite understand it myself. I mean, it's not as if they couldn't have stayed in Oakland till the Vegas stadium was done. I guess Oakland wanted them out.
Oakland was done with them.
Right. Yeah. Oakland wanted them out, and the fans certainly weren't going to support them. So I guess they figure we'd rather see, what, 12,000 people fill a minor league stadium than 12,000 people leave a major league stadium empty.
But what happens when you want 13,000 there? Can't have it.
It can't happen. So as long as the A's aren't great for the next 3 years, it'll be
or
okay.
Or popular.
Well, they are popular.
How dare them be popular?
They're popular. They're just not going to be, maybe they're not going to be great. Maybe they are, in which case they'll have standing room and something until they get to Vegas on the Strip with their magic new stadium right next to the Golden Knights and the Raiders hanging out in Vegas. Who'd have thunk it 20 years ago? I mean, Pete Rose is rolling over in his grave already.
Yeah, but who would have thought we could just make bets from our phone anytime we want?
Right.
I mean, like, that was not something that I had on my dance card. Hey, legal cannabis is also something I didn't have on my dance card. Like Trump running the country a second time and shutting down Cali. The things that are happening in the world, me having the Orioles and the Ravens take my press credentials and say I'm not a real me. Like, live long enough, you see things.
You see everything. You see everything.
I mean, the Orioles are going to play. I looked at my schedule next week. By the way, Leonard Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. He handles money. He handles the American dream. I looked with Luke because we finished our segment. We worked on Sunday night after the Sacramento games. And I looked down. I was trying to look at the schedule. I'm like, all right, Tigers are in this week. Angels this weekend. Doing the show Friday. Next week, they're playing at George Steinbrenner Field for 3 days. And then they go to Yankee Stadium. So they're playing in Tampa outside.
Another minor league. Another summer. What's that? Spring training
it
stadium.
It is nothing but it's an A-ball spring training stadium. It's not even like a – but it's next to where – glory happened for you and I out on the Dale Mabry on January 28, 2001.
Amen.
It's going to be 98 degrees at game time, thunderstorm.
Right.
Yeah, whatever happens in Florida, you're going to know why they built the roof in Miami and why they wanted one in Tampa. But they're playing at George Steinbrenner Field and then at Yankee Stadium next week. So,
Time. Detroit and New York. And I don't know. Tampa's, I guess, playing well, but surely Detroit and New York, they got to win one of each, maybe two, to prove something. Trouble after the series. But I told you, I'm giving them to the end of June. I'm giving them to the end of June to prove what they're going to be. They're going to have their healthy guys back. I'll give them to the end of June. We'll see how they play. And then we can judge whether there's any chance at all that they get back in the wild card race.
Luke has done the math on this. They have to play like 700 ball to be a wild card team. It's going to be like insane. Yeah.
Look, they played 25% ball coming up to now. They can certainly play 75% ball after now.
Well, you being a guy that handles money and you knowing about money,
numbers, it can happen.
Corbin Burns would have certainly sunk this ship since the time we got together last week.
How about Corbin Burns? That's sad, right? Tommy John surgery.
This is where Mike Elias can look to the fan base and say,
"Told you,
see, told you."
I don't think you really think they had any clue that he had a bad arm. No way.
I don't think there's any clue anybody. I don't think they had a clue Bradish had a bad arm. Right?
It just pops, and that's it. So they can say, yeah, he wouldn't have been here, but my goodness,
Dude, if you're throwing
can't say that.
96 with spin one day and you've been doing it for weeks and months,
It's
and then
got
it
to go.
pops, I don't know
It pops.
where the warning could be,
I don't
you
think there
know?
is any.
The warning is if you throw the ball 96 long enough
It's going to happen.
with your wrist, you're a human. It's going to happen.
It's right that the arm is not made for that. We all know it. Look at
Well,
how many guys
Major League
have it.
Baseball doesn't realize that
Of
at this
course they
point.
do. They don't care.
They don't care.
Of course
Okay.
they know it. Come
There you
on.
go. Now they don't.
Let's not kid
It's like the
ourselves.
concussion thing in football,
Right.
just to hide the
Concussions.
movie.
We're worried about concussions. No, we're not.
That crazy African doctor up in
We don't
Pittsburgh, what
care.
does
We
he
don't
know?
care. Nonsense. Come on. If we cared, these sports like that wouldn't
Well,
exist.
that's why I'm like, that's why you like tennis, right? That's why you're going to talk about
Oh,
Coco Gauff and the
that
French
was
Open,
it was
right?
French Open. I love tennis. I played as a kid. I played as a teenager. I loved it. It was great. I enjoy watching it. I don't enjoy watching the whole tournament. I don't have enough time for the whole tournament, but I do enjoy watching the finals of the majors. And
Have you ever been to
Coco
the US
Gauff,
Open up to New York
I
or done
have
anything like
not.
that?
You know what's crazy? I have not gone to New York to watch the US Open, which I should do.
But
I have been to
Wimbledon's not on
Wimbledon.
your list or
I
Roland
went to
Garros?
Wimbledon.
You
Went to
went to Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
Okay.
Yeah. Was in France, unfortunately, right after Wimbledon, which was after Roland Garros, so missed it.
I have
But
attended two of the four majors. I have been to the US Open in New York in 1986.
yep.
I saw Yvonne Lendl and I saw Boris Becker.
There you
And I
go.
saw Arantxa Sanchez Vicario play
Great, great player.
in France.
Yep.
Steffi Graf as well, but I saw in France I saw Andre Agassi. It was the 99
That's when he
French
still had
Open.
long hair, when he was
That was
still a
the one
hippie.
Agassi caught fire. And yeah, so I went to Roland Garros. My hair was bleach blonde, but I have pictures
You
right
look
there at
like
center
Agassi. You had
court
that
with
Agassi
the
hair
clay.
going. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. So
Although it wasn't long then, so you had the Agassi buzz.
I'll tell you this, if you want to go to a nice event, go to a tennis tournament. Tennis tournaments are wonderful. They
We
are.
went to, we went to Wimbledon when we were over in London, and it was magnificent. I've not been to the Open. I should, but I'll tell you what, watching the quality of tennis, Coco Gauff, number two, upsetting number one in the finals of the women, and then the men's final was absolute theater. It was, you couldn't script it. Number one, Sinner. Sinner, what a name, number one. Number two, our Spaniard friend, and he was down 2-0. The first set, 6-4 against. Second set, lost in a tiebreaker, 7-6. Third set, 6-4. Fourth set, 7-6. Tiebreak. And being down two sets in a major, you ain't coming back. I think you got to be put away. And in the fourth set, he had three match points against. He was down 40-15 in a game. Came back, won the game, made it to a tiebreak. And now, they used to, Nestor, they used to play win by two games in the final set. You could play forever. That was the famous Borg-McEnroe. You had to win by
Well, it
two, and
was the
they played.
Vlaander all-nighter,
They
right?
played
Remember that one?
forever. But
Yeah.
now they don't. Now the fifth set tiebreak, they just have to go to 10. And man, it was theater tennis. It was
Carlos Alcaraz sinks Jannik
Alcaraz,
Sinner.
not Alcatraz. He ain't a prison.
I said Alcaraz, did I?
You said Alcatraz, but that's
Did
okay.
I?
Yeah, it's all right.
Can't
Carlos
swim from there. I've been
Alcaraz.
there in L.A. in San
Right.
Francisco, right?
So the two beat the one in the women's, the two beat the one in the men's, and our
By the
Spanish
way,
friend.
Sabalenka crying too. What was that all
Yeah,
about?
it was unreal. Well, she won last year. She lost this year to Coco. She got beat.
Complaining
And
about it though, but Coco went.
emotion,
The thing
major
I like
emotion.
is when the winners approach all the ball kids and
Yeah.
they do the World Cup celebration.
Yep.
I kind of like that.
They did
I
it.
kind of like
They did
that.
it. And Alcaraz was just, it was too much. It was theater. It was amazing tennis. The only problem, and this is not a problem with tennis, it was 5 hours and a half of my Sunday. So
Well, you
it
don't
took a
miss it
long
anything with the
time.
Orioles. You don't have to worry about them. The Ravens aren't playing.
Well,
The NBA Finals weren't till
the
tonight.
Orioles were on right after the tennis. So it was fine baseball viewing after the tennis viewing. The only unfortunate is they lost to the A's, who had lost, I didn't realize this, 20 of the last 22.
Yeah, they
And then took two out of three against the O's.
Correct. And now the Orioles are back here against Tigers. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He, you know, the tennis thing, have you ever played on clay?
I have not.
There's clay courts in West Baltimore that I
played
on
like
once.
A chartreuse court that's kind of like that. You know, it's got that slide ability to play. I didn't like it. I did not like playing on that. Stuff's flying up in the air, you know, all
Yeah,
that
and
kind
everything
of.
gets red, and you know, your shoes get all clayed up. And yeah, I remember that.
But
Yeah.
you know, I've played on hard court. I've played on grass, and that's amazing.
You're
But
not a pickleball.
no, have not done the
No, you're not. You're
pickleball.
never. You're not going to play
Not
pickleball.
playing pickleball.
I'm not
I mean,
playing pickleball
look, let
with
me
you.
tell you this. My definition of pickleball, and people can, you know, write and call and tell me I'm crazy. Old, slow, fat man tennis. And I am an old, slow, fat man, but I am not going to play
You stick
pickleball.
to putting and golf, is from what I can understand. Like the pickleball thing,
Putting and tennis. If
my
I
buddy
play
Tom Kapp,
tennis.
one of my partners here at NST, he's got a pickleball thing he's doing out in Carroll County. By the way, I gotta give a promotional plug here in the middle of this segment to Darren, the Sausage King from DePasquale's Sausage. He used to bring sausage out to NST 25 years ago all the time. I was hankering sausage last week. I got in touch with the family that used to own the primary sausage company here that makes sausages the right way, because that
Oh
four-letter
my
word in
God.
East Baltimore where they're made, they've changed the recipe. Like, you know, I've been getting those sausages, the ones you know about, the local ones. They're not from Rome, but they say that on there, and the recipe's different. So I had to go back to the original purveyors, and it
There
turns
you
out our friends
go.
down at DePasquale's make a really nice sausage. So I have apparently sausage for life. I'm not going to eat it all, but I had sausage over the weekend. So I was busy making sausage instead of watching tennis, so
There
I
you
could
go.
sit and enjoy the Orioles lose over linguine and sausage and
That
proper
sounds
amici
good.
sauce. So that was
That
my
sounds
Sunday. But
good. That sounds
are you
delicious.
Stanley Cupping right now? Are
Yes,
you okay? So
absolutely.
you are appointment watching.
And game three is coming. Game one, incredible. Game two, both games. Edmonton ties it up in the last minute. Game two in the final seconds of the game.
There's something about when the game's in Canada too, that there's just a different level of the national
And then
anthems and all of that.
who wins the game in double overtime? The King Rat, Brad Marchand. The man was traded. He was the captain, Nestor, the captain of the Boston Bruins. At the deadline, they're going to blow up their team and rebuild in Boston. They get rid of their captain. He's hurt. They send him to Florida. He's rehabbing. He comes back and plays a couple few games at the end of the year. He's playing all right. Gets into the playoffs, goes off like a crazy man. And he drives the other team nuts. Always has.
Well, he
He's
wants
that
the cup.
burr. Not just that. He's an instigator. He's that guy. He's that
Dale
thorn in the
Hunter.
side. Yeah, he's that thorn in the side of every other team. And he gets under their jersey, and he causes penalties. And sure enough, he scored a shorthanded goal in the game, and then he scored the game winner in double overtime, which was a beautiful goal that just slid right through Skinner's legs. And it's 1-1, Florida Edmonton. Now going to play two games, as you said, in 100-degree Florida, where the ice will be freezing cold, the arena will be freezing cold.
And you
And
could do some nice shopping out in Sunrise if you want to go before the
there
game,
you
you
go.
know.
Beautiful area, Sunrise, Florida. They made a city for hockey.
I've always thought that when I went to that rink 25 years ago, the first time I went there, well, I saw a lot of hockey there because the Orioles trained in Fort Lauderdale. So when it opened in the 90s, that was the rink. But I had seen the Panthers play at the old Miami Arena in downtown Miami. During the Rat era, you know, that was when Brian Murray, my friend, coached the team, and Doug McClain, my other friend, coached the team. All that. By the way, if you are a hockey fan, we had a wonderful 40-minute conversation with Barry Trotz last week about Baltimore and Nashville and Washington and the Caps and winning the cup and being a general manager and all of that. So I am still hockey came back to me all over the weekend, and you'll be appreciative of this because this is where hockey, rock and roll, and my love of Canada all kind of come together. The band Triumph,
Triumph.
right? Rick Emmett, who did the
Triumph.
show with me about 10 weeks ago before opening day because he lives in Toronto and he's a baseball
Right,
fan.
right.
We talked about the Blue Jays and the Orioles, then we
Got
talked
back
about his.
together.
They not completely. Mike
Okay,
Levine,
well, right.
the bass player. He's 76 years old. He's getting a little
Yeah.
older. He
Right.
looks 76. He looks a little older. And he was always sort of the old man in the band. And he always wore hockey jerseys when he played back in the day, famously
There you go.
on stage every night. He didn't go, and people were freaked out. And he wound up doing, I think, Eddie Trunk in Toronto, the rock and roll serious guy, and literally said he had waited 4 months for a doctor's appointment that he had to have that day. It was an important medical appointment.
Yeah, you ain't
And
getting doctors in Canada.
that's what he said. He said in Canada,
Socialized medicine. When
socialized
they can
medicine.
see you, you show up.
He said that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. He said, so I needed a medical appointment that day. That's why I'm not there. My
Right.
heart's there. Rick Emmett put together a five-piece band to do what Triumph did, and they went out to Edmonton and they played in the street. They played a free show in the street. Triumph hasn't played together three
Forever.
times in this century.
Yeah,
They
forever.
did one reunion show, they did one reunion TV taping and a documentary, but they famously kind of don't like each other. Hasn't been a reason to be
Right.
together in 40 years.
But
So this was.
Edmonton gave him a reason.
Well, the story apparently is in Canada, the CBC, and I don't know if this is the NHL, you tell me because you're watching the games and I'm not. They've been using the song Lay It on the Line. The Triumph song Lay It on the Line has been part of the NHL's promotion.
Absolutely.
It's the song, the theme song for the
For the
Stanley
year.
Cup. So, and Rick Emmett said, I'm watching the playoffs in the second round and I heard our song. I had no idea they were even using it. And then they called and said, hey, do you guys want to come and play the Stanley Cup Finals if Edmonton wins? He's like, well,
Sure.
we don't have a band.
Right.
We haven't rehearsed.
I'll be there solo.
I'll figure it out. Yeah, but
Right.
we don't have, well, Rick Emmett had a terrible cancer this time 2 years ago and his life was in peril. And, so it's a really miraculous thing that they did it. And so to marry that with hockey, and as much as I love rock and roll and love the band Triumph, that got my attention over the
And then
weekend.
you
So good
got
job,
Barry.
NHL. You got
And
me
then you
back.
got Barry. You got a whole week of hockey.
Did you hear his whole thing about the difference between being a general manager
I've
and being a
not been able to
coach?
hear the. I've heard a bunch. I have not heard the whole thing. But
Yeah.
it's he's
Like,
busy. He's nonstop.
I thought he didn't love me anymore. I thought when the night
He can't. He doesn't have sleep. The man is
the
all
last time
in.
I saw Trotz. The last time I was, well, that's not true. I was at his house up in Long Island 2 days before he got fired. So that was like 2 years and a month ago. We stayed at his house and went to see John Mayer at the hockey rink up the Islanders' new rink, the UBS or whatever, where Billy Joel was playing in Belmont, New York. And we stayed at his house, but it's the last time he took the Islanders job. He kept it 3 years. He kept the same phone number. So then he left to go to Nashville, and I started texting him, and I didn't hear back from him for a period of time. And I'm like,
He's a
I better
ghost.
call his secretary, and he must have cashed his Capitals phone in, or whatever, right? And finally, he answered me. He's like, dude, I've been so tired. I'm so sorry. Let's get together. Let's talk. Let's so
Short sleep.
we talked last week for 20 minutes just to catch up. He's like, all right, I'm going to do the show when the Stanley Cup Finals are set. And here's the crazy part: we waited until Edmonton and Florida got in to do the segment. We did the segment. We did 42 minutes,
Didn't
and I
talk about
forgot
him.
to ask about the
Didn't talk
Stanley
about
Cup
the finals. Didn't talk about it.
Finals.
Didn't even come up.
He told me Florida in seven. That's
Well,
what he
there you
told
go. That was last year. That was last year. I think Edmonton in six, but we'll see. It's been a wild time, and it's been great hockey. If I do know this, or I don't know this, but I think I saw this. It's like the lowest rated Stanley Cup final in years and years and years, and I think it's because people are trying to figure out who these teams are that aren't, fans, and it's on TNT, so it's buried somewhere. They got the finals, but good for them. They also got
I wonder
the
out loud,
tennis.
Leonard, what
They got
sports
the
is doing. You
tennis.
know what I mean? Like, I know the NBA has its thing and they're making a lot of money. They don't have me, but Luke wanted to work early on Sunday night because he wanted to watch the game. Fair enough, right? Like, I'm respectful
Yeah, I'm
of
not interested.
anybody's sports thing. If the hockey game were going on now and you wanted to go watch, I'm down. I mean, I canceled most of my life for 56 years. Parenting, love, sex, travel,
Got it.
my family. I didn't go to weddings because of football games and baseball games. I stand a little embarrassed at the end of all of it. Now that I'm
Hey,
56 and I'm getting closer to death, I have decided,
the
like,
good
I'm
news
only
is
going
you
to
still
watch the
have a
things I
lot of
want to
time.
watch.
That's right. You
If
still
I'm
have a
not
lot of
interested in
time.
Carlos Alcatraz or Alcaraz, I don't,
Well,
you know what I mean?
it's funny you say that.
I've given so much of my
There's
life to sports, I feel like I want to do some other ish,
Well, I'll tell you, there's a story if you a lot of them. There's more than More than you can count on both hands. But you know, Wendy's, the fast food place.
Dave, yes.
Yeah,
Hot and
Dave
juicy, hot and
Thomas.
juicy. Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Dave's story.
Yeah.
At the end, he said the Wendy's success was the worst thing that ever happened to him. You know, it took his life. It took everything
It
away.
defined his life, right?
And it took away from weddings and family and things. It became it instead of what
What is
matters.
amazing, once you get one Wendy's open and then you want two, and then
It
you have
happens.
two and you want three, and
But
then you have
he
three and then
was
you want
it.
four.
So
And
until
if
it
you have
was
the
there.
potential to have 280 of them
Right.
and you're really in the business to put Kentucky Fried Chicken out of business, which was
Right.
his,
Hundreds, hundreds,
and
hundreds.
McDonald's, once you get
Right.
obsessed with that,
That's
that's
it.
what we think in America. That's how Trump got elected. That's like we think that shine of more and more gold and more of
Yeah, and
everything
how
and
many
more
times?
locations and more of this. And there's a
Whatever the
price to be
more is,
paid
there's a
for
price for
everything you do,
everything.
for
There's a
everything
price
you
for
do.
everything. And you got to set your priorities and say, you know, what's my purpose? What's truly important to me? And you hear Barry say it right now. You know, what's important is winning a cup in Nashville and what it takes to do that. And people think it's easy. It ain't easy to have a good team, more or less, to win a championship.
Well, the
And
Orioles had a good team, and look what happened to them. I mean, I'm of the
right.
mindset that the Orioles had a good team in the offseason. They
Yes.
did.
Yes. And something happened. Half the guys got sick and hurt. And now they're not. So hopefully they can have some pitching. Look at the pitching. You got one guy that you thought was going to start for the season before the season, Eflin. You know, that was the guy from last year you thought was going to be a starter.
Kramer.
Everybody else.
Kramer.
Oh, right. Kramer's still pitching. I forgot about Kramer. He's still pitching. Dean's still pitching.
Well, we're going to see
But
the Tigers this week. We're going to see Scooble. We're going to
whoo,
see Mize.
it's
They
tough.
can't hit
Tough.
left-handers. Yeah, it's.
Yeah. What is with that? What is with not being able to hit a left-handed pitcher? What
Well, I
is?
mean, Gunnar Henderson being more of a poster child right now for struggling with it. Jackson Holliday trying to figure it out at the big league level.
Right. Right.
The imbalance for this particular baseball team, if you want to get into it with the Tigers and the Angels coming in right now,
We'll
but.
see. We'll see what comes. That's it. It's going to be an
Well, you mentioned
interesting.
watching tennis because it was the finals. You mentioned
Yeah.
watching the Stanley Cup. You'll watch the NBA even if you don't like the NBA because it's
No,
the finals. You don't like
nope,
the NBA.
nope. So what I will do, you know, it's funny. They got a lot of stars playing in this round. I don't know any of them. I didn't know that this one guy, the MVP, they call him SGA. I don't know his name. Gildress, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But what I do know, what I would watch, here's what I would watch. You ready? If it is the potential clinching game, I'll watch the last 10 minutes, maybe.
All right.
The NBA for me, Jordan, Magic, Bird, Kobe, Shaq, you know, then it starts to get silly, and I have no interest. Just
I
doesn't do
talked
it
to
for
Todd
me.
Radom about this last week. He's my uniform guy. He does
Yeah.
logos. He's up in
Yeah.
Philadelphia. He writes books on all that. And just how the NBA is unrecognizable to anyone our age because of the colors and the jerseys and the way the game's been it's been marketed away from you and me because I don't
Yeah.
recognize it.
Marketed
Like I look on the
young and
floor
China.
and I just don't see anything I recognize
Yeah.
and nothing that compels me. Hockey keeps moving. Hockey's a better game than basketball. I've been saying that on the air for 35
I
years.
believe
That's not
that
new.
without question.
You know, that if you put a hockey game on tonight, a Stanley Cup final, there's going to be so much action, hitting, activity. The puck moves fast. It moves so fast that your eye can't follow it in the old world on TV. I can't see the puck on TV. Remember that one 40
Yeah,
years ago?
well.
That's never a problem now, especially with angles. It's the speed is the game in hockey.
And if you
Basketball is
watch it, you
living
can
on.
follow all of it.
You know, basketball is living on its street value of being a game everybody has played, and these guys are all big and superhuman and play above the net and shooting 3-point. It's just a different kind of
It's a
the
different
women's
game.
game is much more attractive to me to watch
Yeah, I'm
as
not
a
watching that
sport.
either. I'm not watching it.
I like to watch people shoot. Yeah, I do.
I watch basketball. I watch college. I watch the college ball. I like it's a different game. I like watching
Gets
the
over quicker too, college.
NCAA tournament. Yep. Different game, better. I'm all for it. Pro, I don't know. Just doesn't do it for me.
Leonard, it's funny because like with this with the death of Jim Heneman, I brought all the sports writers together, right? You know,
Yeah.
I saw everybody, I brought people together. Like Hahnemann was known for baseball, but that room of people, the sports writers, everybody in that room wrote about golf, Lefty Gisell, basketball, covered hockey, covered Olympics, covered this, covered that, went here, went there. Now that I'm older and there's not a sports page and I'm not addicted to ESPN for 30 minutes to an hour a day to know who won NASCAR this week, that the
Couldn't tell
US
you.
Open is in Pittsburgh this week at Oakmont, that where they're racing and that the Belmont happened on Saturday and it happened and it
Oh, that
never
was a
made my
great race.
timeline. It
That was a
never made
great
my
race. I
timeline.
watched that
Not
too.
one person in my world shared anything about the Belmont until it was over with and I saw Sovereignty beat journalism.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched that too on Saturday. I love the horses. I don't go out to see them. But here's the thing. Again, the big races, I like to watch them. And that's 3 minutes of life. You don't have to watch 4 hours. You watch 3 minutes and it's over. They're off, and Sovereignty pulled out a great victory. It's kind of like the
So really
tennis.
is like anything else. Commitment of time is the issue.
Look, you only have that's the only thing in life, right? The only thing in life, no matter what, once spent is gone. You can
And
spend your
sports is
money.
maybe the last thing left in life that happens live that you can engage, not know who's going to win, and bet on it now, and bet on it.
Well, I don't, that's something I don't do. I
Well,
work
that's the
way too
engagement
hard.
of the world. The
Well, you know,
engagement of the world is, want to bet
it is
me?
amazing. It is amazing to see the industry, the multi-billion, I don't think it's trillion, multi-billion dollar industry that has become sports betting. It is surreal. I mean, people that don't have money, throwing away money, betting on sports, praying for that hit.
The worst
It
part for me
is
is
such a dopamine hit, gambling, and you get hooked on that. I mean, there's stories about kids in college, you know, getting in whack debt, killing themselves over debt they owe because of gambling
well,
debts.
800 gambler is our number. I talk about it all the time. John Martin, it's one of the reasons the lottery sponsors me is to let people know that like this is all online now. It's on the up and up. It used to be with Louis the bookmaker, and he'd come after you with a knife or a gun
Absolutely.
or five knuckles Louis. If you owed him $100. Now it's so private. It's so under you. You could have a problem, nobody would know it. So I talk a lot about this issue because it's a new thing, and there's no question in this country over the last 5 years, there just has to be tragedies tied to this. And I know this as a young male. One time I was a young male, and having this radio station, and for years and years, I would open this up. So I found Luke. I would open this up and say, "Do you want to come in and do sports radio?" And all of these kids that came in here, they were all white kids, they were all white male, they all were all sported up or thought they were, right? They all had a gambling thing. They all had a little thing about gambling that was never the ever the genesis of anything that I love sports about. So I've never understood it. The thing that really that I never understood, and I employed one of these kids who went to work for another company here in the area who was obsessed with gambling and didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. And the amazing part was that he was convinced that he could beat the system.
Of course.
That's the thing. Like, I know more than anyone else. I have an edge. I have an edge.
I have a special formula.
And well, the special formula was all the Brill Cream that guys Jim Feist had in their
Look,
hair.
it's the
Remember, they used to
same
put
in
all
it.
the oil in their hair and they'd have an
I get
800
it.
number, 900 number in the USA Today. Call my 900 number,
I
a
got your
guaranteed
eight
locks.
picks,
I
your
got my
locks,
five-star lock of the week.
slam dunks.
And I met young people all the time in bars in Essex and Dundalk and Middle River who would come over here wanting a job. And I'd say, I can't send you to the Ravens locker room. You're going to be out there trying to shave points from Joe Flacco. What's wrong with you?
And
Kids, we're not mixing gambling and sports. That's a
these people
no-no.
have no idea. You know, everybody likes to speculate and gamble until their house is repoed or their
I
car is
walked out of a
repoed
couple
or
casinos in Vegas, lost a couple $100, and that was enough for me.
I don't need to lose anything more than fun.
I haven't gambled in Vegas in as long as you've known me. I mean, in 15 years at least, I haven't gambled in Vegas.
Yeah, me
Probably
neither.
since the 09 market crash when my life
Yeah,
changed
I was
dramatically.
there. I was in Vegas 6 months ago, 4 months ago, whatever it was before now, with a conference. I was there, and
Well,
after the
I know I don't have
conference,
an addiction. I walk
I'm
through
just
there and
saying,
I'm not even thinking about betting.
after the conference day ended, six of us went over to the club that's right across street from the Vegas Arena.
Okay.
and hung out there, watched the game because we didn't have tickets to go, and it's tough to get a last minute there with six guys. So we went to the bar, sports bar. We watched the game. I don't know, 1,000-inch screen. It was huge. It was beautiful. And when what was really funny was when Vegas scores, they play that foghorn, that loud kind of
Yes.
foghorn. Well, the game on TV was like 4 seconds behind because the foghorn would go off, and then we'd see the goal, and we'd know that they scored. It was really funny. But six guys sitting around watching the game, having a drink. Nobody betting on the game. Nobody at the tables. Watched the game. It was over. Went back, hotel rooms, and that was it. End of the night. And there are people all around, tables everywhere, doing everything. It doesn't appeal to me. It
So
just doesn't.
it's funny you'd
It's not a
say that
thing.
because my dad and I sometimes would leave Memorial Stadium a little early and we'd walk down 33rd Street and you'd hear the
Right.
roar and we're like, something good must have happened. Something good must. Like when I lived at Camden, this is my home, right? So I lived on the 23rd floor. This is literally the view I had. And I could be watching a game in bed and my bed was in this direction for the, no, actually, my bed was in this direction. I got to get opposite. And I would look out the left side of my arm and see the fireworks getting shot. And I'd see the Tigers pitcher on the mound about to deliver the ball to Nick Markakis. And I'm like, hey, Markakis is about to hit a three-run homer. Boom, there it goes. Because I could see the fireworks already because every time there was a home run, we get fireworks.
That's it.
Especially the end of the game, too. Two outs in the ninth inning.
Absolutely. It was
Zach Britton
over.
on. You know what I'm
It was
saying?
over.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, well, Britton's not. Bases are loaded. Britton's going to get an out here. So
That's
Leonard
right.
Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. Tell everybody
Now
what you do with money.
that's how you bet when you've seen it ahead of time.
Well, I've often wondered about that when the you remember the cages to go down at the racetrack. You catch your fingers. You know, the minute the racetrack goes down, the cage would
That's
fall.
it. That's
Leonard
it.
Raskin manages money. Tell everybody what you do briefly, and we'll
We
get you back in here next week. We'll probably have a Stanley Cup champion by next week.
now here's hoping. We do not speculate and gamble with your money. We do the exact opposite of that. We show people how to protect their wealth, how to enjoy their wealth, how to grow their wealth, and ultimately how to transfer their wealth. And it's about doing the right things that the financial institutions don't tell you should do. It's tax planning that your accountant doesn't tell you should do. It's estate planning that your lawyer hasn't done. It's all the things that are in the world of earning money and how to do it properly. And I can promise you, gambling on the Stanley Cup final, the Belmont Stakes, the French Open are not in our purview.
There you go. All right.
There it
Love
is.
sports.
Love sports.
Put your money in the market. There it is. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. There are parts of sports I still love, but
I
there is
love
a
it.
point where as I get older, I've seen everything, been everywhere.
Yeah.
I want you to go to the French Open. I want you to go to the US
Haven't been
Open,
to
you
that
know?
one. I should
Go
go to
up
the
to New
U.S.
York. Go
Open.
up to New
The U.S.
York, dude.
Open's
Do
easy.
that.
Jump on a
Absolutely.
train, I'm there in no
I
time.
have friends that go every year and they rave about it. They go second, third round. They
Should
pick a nice
absolutely.
weather day
Yeah, should
where the weather's going to
absolutely
be
do it.
good and get on the train
Absolutely.
and go. Leonard Raskin
Gotta
is
do
here.
it.
He'll be going to sports this week. Luke will be at the ballpark all week. Mandatory next week. And on our next program, we'll argue whether the guy making $50 million a year being the quarterback should show up for practice with his teammates. I'm Nestor.
Practice.
Practice. That's an Allen Iverson.
Practice.
We're WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.